The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
And I will pop sunlight.
Can I get
my sword does that?
No, your sword doesn't do that.
I bring it out. It's like a lantern compared to what you're doing.
Right? Like, it's radiant.
Everyone make a dex save that's not Davin.
14.
10. 8.
You happen to close your eyes in time. The rest of you are blinded by, like, he holds this thing aloft, and it's just literally like an explosion of intense
bright
light.
When he does it, he says, lit up like a noose!
Yeah,
right. That's the magic.
Huh?
What?
It does, nobody can get the lyrics to that song right.
Lit up like a douche.
So he holds it aloft and it just... And like I said, Lestat gets his eyes closed, but you see this little man with his one hand, his stump, like, held victoriously as he lights up the whole damn room with the brilliance of the sun.
When you pop that in combat, let's tell us to close our eyes, because I don't want to go blind while I'm fighting.
Yeah, let's have a code.
Say bananas.
Say bananas.
He screams by the power of Grayskull as he holds it aloft.
That might work.
That would be awesome.
Or sight beyond sight.
You see Corvus...
No. Do the Green Lantern oath!
I was just thinking.
As it takes him 3 rounds of combat to get it all out. Corvus looks at the old crow, and the old crow looks at Corvus, and they sort of, you know, just have a moment where they stare at each other, and you see the old man reach into the folds of his cloak, and he hands Davin the book.
Thank you.
Can he just attune to the book, or does now he what? Actually read it?
He actually has to read it.
We're going to use Chaosium rules. As it takes you 2 weeks to comprehend the book.
It is. You have no idea how much it warms my old heart to know that that can be used. Should you need us, look to the crows. Look to the ravens. Please, we should all. As he's like, I'm assuming you extinguish it at some point, or yes. You're just letting it go.
No, I'll
do the whole 10 minutes.
Davin's in there going, how long can I do this?
You know,
my arms.
This is f***ing awesome.
In the room next to him, they reenact the scene from Christmas Vacation when Julia Louis-Dreyfus is like, you know, falls down the stairs and.
You must get rest. Please escort the wine to Kretsk tomorrow. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you.
We will.
Oh, the monk would prefer if we delivered it.
I hate to break it to you, but Irina's coming with us.
They don't seem to care about that whatsoever.
Yeah, why would that be breaking it to them?
At some point, they said Irina needed to be used as bait.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what Corvus was planning.
Yes.
I'd like to point out that the man using the 400 or 500-year-old holy symbol that no one has f***ing seen in generations kind of is going to sway the secret order.
I'm just wanted to throw it out there as a thing.
Corvus, will you be traveling with us?
I was mentioned.
Perhaps for a distance. He looks to his father. I'm going to scout out and see what I can find about the other seeds.
Cool.
I will go to the huh?
There's only one other seed, right?
There are actually
there's two others.
There are three total seeds.
Oh, I thought there were only two total.
One has been missing for quite a while.
Yeah.
Probably the last two have only been missing in the last like month and a half or so.
It's probably at the temple we never went to.
I am going.
I honestly don't know.
Going there now.
Right,
we're all magic itemed up.
Yeah.
You get confidence. He just makes your monsters harder.
Matt,
to kill.
You have two magical items. It's called right and left.
Ooh, see that?
And they're called key points.
You need some like magical bracers, right?
Yeah. Next.
Yeah, like Wonder Woman.
Next level. Your attacks are magical, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You have two magical weapons, right and left.
So, yeah. I got to just flick you on the nose and take radiant damage.
6,000 more points than you're there.
Yeah, I know.
It's 1,400, I think. Or 14,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much 6,000 points, though.
No, well, I'll need some more temporary hit points, so can we attack something on the way to crits?
So you set out first thing in the morning.
Is there anything? Yep. I go, Fox, whatever.
Is he with us? Are they going to accept us delivering this?
The older brother and Corvus are going to go as well as the son. Like,
they're going to bring the cart back.
Yeah, they're going to want to go and deliver, and then they're going to come back.
Yeah.
Corvus is actually going to only take you guys as far as the crossroads, and then he's going to head east because he's going to look for the other seed. And like I said, you sort of get the sense that there's some tension here, so... he's going to move on.
Oh, with me?
Just in general. Now he feels a little bad. So he's gonna f off. Also because it's your other playable character and now he's mine to play with.
So here's a question. So
it took you guys like 3 hours to find another f***ing healer.
Dude kind of showed up.
He's like, you guys replaced me in 3 hours?
One day you were gone and then the next day you showed up with a new piece of paper in your hand. That was kind of how it worked.
So is Corvus like an in-book character?
Nope.
Or did he make him up and then now you just have this extra fun character?
What sounds more like me, Matt?
I think he's from the book.
Oh,
and okay. That you played the long con.
I don't think it's from
him.
The book at all.
No, I made the character up.
It's completely bull.
He gave me the idea, but I generated the character.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it was out of the book at all. The book is not that clever.
Oh, ouch.
Sorry.
So, you gentlemen, proceed northward. Are you keeping the pony?
No, I was going to get it back to Irwin when I could.
He was there, right?
No, Irwin is in Valakie at the Blue Water.
You said they were all there.
The family that lived there.
Oh, I just thought like everybody suddenly showed up. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, it was the annual Mardukov reunion.
Yeah.
I just assumed. Sorry.
I kind of took it that way, too, just because I figured... He ran into Irwin, they maybe came and followed.
No, it was just the Mardukovs that lived there.
I bet if you left the horse there, I keep saying horse because it's a honey and a horse. If you left it there,
it's a honey and a horse.
It's a Porsche.
Can I have a honey?
You're driving a Porsche?
That sounds like a good sandwich. Like, can I get a honey? Can I get a honey with extra mayo? Like that? I feel like
you
get that.
You realize you're just mispronouncing honey, right? Like,
or horny.
You're saying the way it's spelled, honey.
Or hoagie.
Oh, wow. Make me kind of hungry.
Really, yeah, it's a hoagie with chili sauce on.
How did you miss that?
It's a honey.
There you go. I'll eat that. You assholes, get on a wagon.
Can we wrap this up and go have a honey?
This is why I told you to copyright the episode. Now we can get a food truck.
Get your honies.
We need to get this business off the ground before we have
before we branch out into the food service industry. Yeah, okay. That's right. Good call.
I'm looking around this table and I'm seeing a lot of hairy beards and dudes who probably are going to have trouble, you know, fitting in a food truck. So we should get that part figured out too.
We just get a bigger truck.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
RV.
Damn it.
Yeah. John Favreau can have a food truck.
Yeah, John Fat Roll can do it.
You proceed north. Yes.
Oh, that was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was extra sad because you went like that and then twice went. I felt your sadness. You permeated the entire thing.
It was like a sloth reaching for a branch. Like,
yeah. Or a carrot stick or something. Just,
we're fat. We get it. Okay.
It just had to be right after the "we're too fat to get a food truck" conversation.
And then Jeff's that you're like,
oh, well, yeah, that's what made me think, oh, hey, figure. Chocolate and peanut butter.
I need to eat fat. Feelings. Oh, no, I have to feel them now.
We're not going to get anywhere. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This is that the second so best good. Thing ever.
So we head north, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Pressing. Let's do it.
You're all riding on this wagon full of wine.
Sure.
With Irina and Corvus and the other brother. And as you ride, you notice that there are some black birds flying in the air above you as you go. Weird. Almost as if you have aerial cover.
It's not that weird.
And at the crossroads, you see Corvus nods to each of you. And
it's a little weird, because Devin doesn't know what the hell is going on.
I'm sure we explained it.
I don't know if that didn't come.
What's with all the f***ing birds?
While we're moving, see Devin going, I needed target practice, and he's pulling back a bow with his teeth while he's aiming at
them. While we're moving, I'll explain the birds.
Okay.
Sorry, where are we?
After you meet the crossroads, you take the road slightly, I believe it's west, and then you begin the long, snaking route up. Do I need to read the description again?
Nope.
Do you remember you go up to a wall?
Yep, that's as far as we got.
All right.
I'm still just sad. Every time I close my eyes, I just see Jeff's hand. Sorry. Oh, this is the best night.
You continue up to the gatehouse. This time, you actually... perception checks?
Oh.
Sure, 18,
15,
17.
So Davin and the monk, you both notice this time you saw several individuals on the wall and two above the gatehouse. This time, as you approach, you see them. Most of you are probably riding on the wagon, and probably a couple of you walking beside it, alternating spots. This time, you see someone at the top. They get close together as if they talk. And then one of them disappears, and by the time the wagon actually gets up to the gatehouse, the doors are already swinging open. And there are several men rush out and start,
our booze is here! Yay!
Pulling in the horses and bringing them in, and you actually see that the... Dmitri Kleskov.
You have returned. Thank you. Since you have brought something for the city, I am obliged as its leader to invite you in. Please, enter the gates.
Thank you for honoring your promise made earlier.
And you guys enter the wall. He stops and...
You were not here before.
I was just behind him.
Are you wearing both holy symbols? Are you like Mr. Teeing this up?
We've been keeping that one hidden, but it's really on you now.
I would probably have the really super good one underneath the breastplate.
Okay, but are you wearing the
Morning Lord?
Are wearing the Morning Lord?
I am the Burgomaster. I'm Dmitri Kraskov.
You don't sound well.
I'm fine.
Perception check. Insight, actually.
Just lay on hands randomly to him.
I don't remember my scores. 23.
He does appear afflicted, but it is not a physical injury. You would say that he is suffering some sort of mental or emotional burden.
Okay.
I am quite well.
He looks it down at your collar.
Are you here to speak with the abbot? Are you a friend of his?
I've never met the guy personally.
Insight checks from everybody but Davin.
That's my favorite side of Davin.
Insight?
Insight, yes.
17.
14. Lestat and the monk, you only had a short interaction with the Burgomaster of Kresik before.
Yeah.
But Kreskov, when he asks Davin, are you friends with the abbot? He changed for the first time. There's something there. There's something, you don't want to say insidious about that question, but if you were to ask somebody who you knew was out all night, where were you at last night? You know what I mean? There's layers there of him asking if he is friends with the abbot.
Did we get the idea that the Burgomaster doesn't like the abbot?
You're not sure, but there's definitely...
He knows what the answer should be, and if I say something else...
Perhaps what it is, but that there is more to it than just, hey, are you friends with the abbot? What did you say? What did you say? I didn't hear
what you said. Well, you said something about where were you last night, and like you already know the answer, and you're questioning them to see what they'll say.
Is that what you're saying to...
No, no, that...
What would you say to Dmitri Kreskov? I didn't hear what your response was.
No, I haven't met the guy yet.
Very well.
I believe my friend was hoping to gain access to your archives.
At the Abbey?
Are you friends with the abbot?
I've never met him. I've just heard rumor of the repository of knowledge here.
Usually he prefers suppositories of knowledge.
Well, I mean, it's easier to get in there, right? Through the eyes or through the bunghole.
For him.
Which way is an easier route of access?
It's all those trust things you were doing.
Call back.
So, out of game. Was there another reason we were coming to Kretzk?
Like, literally the thing I wrote down was...
Well, no, I know why you were coming. Was there another reason for us coming?
No, like, we were at a crossroads of what to do next.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, can we go to Kretzk?
This is a city we hadn't gone to yet. So, like, when you go through your Skyrim map, you're like, oh, I haven't gone to this place yet. Let's go there.
Okay.
Let's open up that
map. You enter the gatehouse, you notice that this is a... You notice that you don't see a city beyond. You don't see a village. You see something very different. The mist-shrouded village beyond the wall is nothing more than a scattering of humble wooden cottages along dirt roads that stretch between stands of snow-dusted pine trees. So many trees, in fact, as to constitute a forest. To the northeast, gray cliffs rise sharply, and the road winding up to the abbey is easy to see from this vantage. And what you get the sense is that there's no main street. There's no town square. The houses that you can see are incredibly humble. Probably would house two or three people. You notice that geese and cattle and everything else seem to just roam and graze in everyone's yard. You would consider it what we would call a commune. I mean, there is no sign of an actual village here.
Oh, we gotta pause. I'm sorry.
I had a question.
Rictavio. He knows about Rictavio, right?
Davin knows about Rictavio. Okay. Well, he doesn't know all the that you guys know.
Well, no, but he knows that he's not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Davin knows that there's something up with Rictavio and he is not a performer. He obviously didn't go to Van Richten's tower and get all that info.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the order of events there.
They confronted them in the alley.
Yeah, I can't remember who all was there.
I was there for it.
I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
Just edited that one.
So yeah. He wouldn't know Esmeralda. He wouldn't know any of that stuff.
Right. I met Esmeralda.
All right, buddy.
Oh, yeah, he did. Never mind. He wouldn't know that stuff. So there was a commune. You're noticing all this. Dmitri Kreskov. You notice that they're sort of leading the wagon off to the left immediately as you come in. And you do notice that there is a house there that seems to be a little bit larger. We're not talking mansion, but maybe 1.5 times the size of some of these other cottages.
Probably the tavern.
And
the burgomaster's house.
He says, please, come in. Allow me to treat you as guests of Kretzk for getting our shipment of wine delivered. It's very important to us here. We do not have much in the way of amenities, but we do have the winery just down the road. And he sort of walks off towards that home.
So we're not seeing any kind of mercantile shop at all? It's all just little village huts?
Not at all.
Just little huts and things.
What is everybody's passive perception?
14.
11.
14.
15.
The wagon turns off. The Martikovs are following the wagon because they're going to help unload with the other men. You notice that they already are starting to get casks and unloaded. I'm assuming that you gentlemen also start moving in that direction. Davin, you suddenly realize that the party is one short.
Where's Arena?
As you turn around, she's standing in the middle of the road looking north. So looking farther into Kretzk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Didn't she hear things when we came here originally?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's right.
And she's just sort of... You see her just sort of standing and looking into the distance.
I will go and ask what she's looking at.
I don't... She stares right into your eyes and goes, he's here.
Who?
He's here now. And she darts, running straight north down the path.
Hot
shit.
Follow.
I will yell for them, and I will chase her.
We follow. I'm booking it.
Okay. You see Irina running.
I out of game, I realized after listening to this week's episode, like, that whole, like, it's supposed to be forever where I feel, like, vengeful and wrathful at people that mess with Irina. I haven't really been playing that in the character. That's been my bad, so...
As you run north, she doesn't seem to stop. I mean, she's running. You notice that there are several roads that seem to... Kretzk is almost kind of like a campground. Like, you notice that there are, like, a big, long, looping paths that then come back, and you've got sort of houses dotting each side, you know what I mean? Or almost like a cul-de-sac. So she runs past a sort of an opening where there are several houses, and she begins running down this long, winding path, and she's running for hundreds and hundreds of feet. I don't know if you folks want to do anything.
Following her until she stops.
She's running.
The monk can catch her.
I mean, I'm going to assume that either he or I are going to outpace her.
I would want to catch up. No, you are running beside her. She seems to pay no mind to you. She is running, just chest heaving. She's running as running.
I grapple.
I'm going to run in front of her. I'm going to try to stop her.
Go ahead and who's faster?
We're both the same.
We're both 40.
Who's got the higher dex score?
He does.
Me.
Okay, Matt, you get there first. Make me a strength check.
You'd be like, I don't know. Right,
wrong. 7. What about an acrobatics check?
She rolled like turd, so I guess you grab her.
Okay.
And she, no, I've got to, he's there. I've got to go. And she starts pushing on you. Let me go. I've got to go.
Who are you running for, towards?
I don't know. I've got to go. I've got to go. He's there.
If he's there, why are you running towards him?
I'm going to cast Protection from Good and Evil on her.
Okay. Bing.
If something's charming her, compelling her, possessing her, anything like that.
You notice no change. She's like, no, please, let me go. Please, I've got to see him. He's right there.
Who? He's just, are you speaking of the devil, Strahd?
I don't know. No, but he's there, and you see her point, and you've come around a corner in the path, and you can see that there's like a natural pool of water with a small gazebo or something, some sort of outdoor almost shrine beside it. And you can notice that the walls are coming closer and closer, so it's got to be the northern edge of Kretsk.
You talking about in the pond over there?
I don't know. Please.
And we have to run? Can we just walk?
Please, let me go. Please.
Let's go.
Please.
Let's go together.
Stay with us.
I mean, she's pulling. She's wanting to run.
Tie a rope around her, like a leash or something.
I mean, you can hold her, but she's going to kick and fight the whole way.
Take my hand.
We run off with our hands held.
Okay, you run with her.
What else we going to do? Knock her out?
I don't know what you're going to do. It's an RPG. You can play whatever role you want.
Let's just go with her. Random question. The sword that made me feel good, would that have made me feel like my alignment has changed or no?
No.
Did not go that far?
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it went that far.
Just a pleasant feeling.
Just a pleasant feeling. It's a little daisy in the horrible dead bouquet of which your soul is.
Maybe
it'll stop your weird dreams.
You can cut that if you want. That'd be nice. An hour later, but...
Even under gray skies, the pool at the north end of the village shimmers and sparkles. Near its shore sits an old gazebo on the verge of collapse. A wooden statue of a mournful, bare-chested man, its paint chipped and faded, stands in the gazebo with arms outstretched, as though waiting to be embraced.
Do we recognize who the statue is, or is there a plaque stating who it is?
I need, an idea roll. Like a don't-be-a-doofus roll. Give me a wisdom roll.
Just add my modifier?
Yes.
Oops.
Yeah. Roll with advantage, too.
21.
Nice.
16.
21.
You said advantage?
Jeff rolls with advantage.
7.
Everyone except the monk kind of gets that this is, the person is facing east and has their hands raised in supplication. You would assume that this is a depiction of the Morning Lord. You would assume that this is a shrine to the Morning Lord. It definitely does not look like Strahd.
Okay.
Does she stop at the statue? Does it appear to be who she's going towards?
Matt, are you still holding on to her?
Yeah.
She leads you right to the water's edge and then just stops and stares into the pool.
How big of a pool are we looking at?
Yeah, you said shore.
Like Olympic sized.
Well, it's called a pool of water. It's a shore to a pond. It is.
The size of the continental U.S.
Say 75 feet across and maybe 150 feet wide. Like it's.
A retention pond.
Yeah, a retention pond would be one way of putting it. Or if you've ever seen, you would assume now getting this close to it because you're on a hit, because of the geography and where you're located, it's probably a natural spring.
Okay. There's nobody else around us?
No, it's abandoned.
Okay, we're here. What do you see?
As Irina reaches the pool's edge, an image appears in its sparkling blue waters.
Keska Hill.
A handsome youth of kind and noble visage. The sadness in his eyes turns to sudden joy. Tatiana, he says, it has been so long. Come, my love, let us be together at last. Irina gasps and puts a hand on her heart. My beloved Sergei, in life you are a prince and a man of faith. We were to be married. Has this blessed pool called your spirit to me? She reaches towards the water's surface as a hand of water rises up to take hers.
I grab her and pull her back.
Pull her back! Pull her back!
That's what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. So we're all grabbing her and pulling her back at the same time.
Probably. The two of us are. Okay. We can't speak for them.
That's fine. So can we roll? What are we? How do we roll together? Because we're both doing this at the same time.
One of you can make a strength roll with advantage. You guys choose who it is.
Strength roll.
Yeah.
Just strength. Plus not like acrobatics or athletics or something.
No, strength. You are pulling her. Okay, fine. I would give you an athletics roll.
Okay.
Still a plus for me, so
no. No. Well, it's higher for me, but 15.
She slips out of your grasp. So she slips out of your grasp and grabs the watery hand, and it pulls her into the pool of water. And she seems to just, sort of like cinematically, you see her pull in, and suddenly she and Sergei seem to be just floating, suspended 3 or 4 feet under the water, and just sort of holding each other.
Like the dead marshes?
Yeah, but a little bit more lively than the dead marshes.
So one of us needs to dive in and get her.
Corvus! Summon an ethereal dolphin!
Corvus is not there.
Damn it!
And I don't know that they have dolphins in the valley, but it's a good call.
It's ethereal.
Yes.
Irina is pulled into the pool and embraces Sergei beneath the rippling water. You have never seen a happier couple as they both fade from view.
Qua? I dive in. Start searching.
Ask your sword if it's a good idea first.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You all can have an action. You dive into the water.
I ask my sword if it's a good idea to dive in.
Are you diving into the water or are you not diving into the water?
She's clearly gone.
You get an action. What would you gentlemen like to do?
I drop the knees and just stare.
What are you gonna do? I'm gonna, if he moves forward, I'm gonna like keep him from like trying to like go there.
We'll go around the table. Davin, what is your instantaneous reaction? You have an action.
If you drown,
as you're trouble. Seeing them, like I said, you literally see both of them sink beneath the waves, and they sort of hold each other close, and they just seemingly just start to shimmer out of existence,
as if a portal of some kind.
You don't have time. You have a moment to act if you would like. Davin?
No. Have I gotten anywhere in that book, or...
No, you wouldn't know anything.
About any of it.
Except for what you guys told me.
Right. Yes.
Who's Sergei? Is that...
It's Strahd's brother.
Okay.
Her lover.
Oh, f***.
Are you doing anything, Jeff?
I'm not doing anything.
Lucas, are you doing anything?
I'm on my knees, mouth agape.
Matt, is the monk doing anything? You're right at the water's edge.
Okay, in...
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Going with, like, what I just listened to last week and my overprotectiveness, the monk would dive in.
Joy?
I'm not going to do anything. I would explain to Davin, like, she...
I dropped my pack first.
She is where she's supposed to be.
Okay. So you three are standing at the edge, mouth agape. Lestat has fallen to his knees, and you've jumped into the pool.
It's solid. You break your neck.
How funny would that be? Lucas is on fire this evening.
That was good.
Who's the GM now?
She just stands up from behind a magic screen and goes,
I hated that monk the whole time.
I actually need to check something.
Mother f***.
I did not.
Wait, no, it's actually solid.
If I have another character transported to Strahd, I'm f***ing out. Just so you know, just call Schroeder, have him come fill in on every other Friday.
No, but here...
He probably would.
No, he would. I know he would. He'd be like, what, wife and kid? I gotta go. Please be bad.
Here we go. Okay. I need dex checks from the three of you, and I need a constitution check from Matt.
Dexterity check?
Yep.
Saving check throw? Or saving?
Saving throw. Dexterity check, constitution saving throw.
So dex, so just... Okay.
Oh, 16.
17.
Okay.
22.
Okay.
11.
You break your neck.
That is unfortunate.
You didn't predict that either.
I said it to my wife before we came tonight.
I mean, it's probably just some damage.
It's underwater. Like, if you don't get above the surface at a certain point, there's no escaping the icy cold
grab. So all of you are sort of just seeing this fade from view, and you see the monk contact the water, and you see him, a big, strong, powerful individual, just pulling into the water, and you get the sense that the monk and the couple are almost on different planes of existence. It's like they're just a reflection in the water, and you can see him in the water. Like, it just doesn't, you know, there's something different there. They're not even on the same thing. And as you pull closer, Matt, they fade entirely from view. What the monk does not realize, but the rest of you do, is that the sky suddenly becomes black at the drop of a hat. And the wind begins to whip as if in a hurricane. A peal of thunder shakes the land, and the dark clouds coalesce in a terrible visage. A deep, dark voice from beyond the mountains cries out, "She is mine!" And a terrible crack resounds as blue lightning splits the sky and strikes the pool. You're knocked on your ass from the impact. You two barely are able to stand as the man in the water gets electrocuted.
How many and what side dice is he holding?
Tens.
Oh, and it's f***ing eight tens?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's still counting. There may be more.
Oh, don't forget to roll your recharge. I'm assuming you're going to get it back.
That's true. 1d6 plus 4, I think, is what it was.
But you only used 5, so...
That would be 7. Can it go above 10?
No.
Matt, 51 electric damage.
Somebody's got to jump in and save me. I'm unconscious.
As you see the pool ripple with this electricity and the monk shakes and trembles and...
I would have survived if I had my temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Corvus, you busy?
By the way, the statue is gone. The gazebo is gone. Arcana checks?
It's a crit 21.
Nice.
No.
9, I think.
The water's changed.
Is it blood?
No, it's just... The water was something special. That specialness is now gone. It may be corrupted. It may just be gone. But whatever just happened is gone. So would everyone, I guess, like to make initiatives, I guess? What are you guys doing? Because I need to Matt apparently needs to start making death saving throws because he's face down in a pool of water.
Wait, are we in combat?
I need to know what everyone's actions are.
I don't understand what's happening.
Am I floating back to the top?
I don't know. You think
he's not wearing it?
You got more fat or more muscle mass?
All right.
He's sinking like a stone.
Oh, I'm looking for drowning rules.
We're gonna need those, maybe.
Don't look at me like that.
You can kiss the whitest part.
Can you
of
heal
ass.
Him from where you're at, though, and wake him up?
You folks are really lucky that I reread this part, because I thought it was everybody that got hit by the lightning strike. Only people in the pool.
Well, la-di-da!
Because then I would have done 51 damage to all of you.
Would I intuit that touching the water wouldn't hurt me?
No. You know that at this point, it struck the water, it grounded. Whatever sort of horrible corruption just came from the floating cloud visage of Strahd, for the moment, isn't doing anything, but you are. No,
Dormammu'd me.
I'll reach for the monk.
You'll probably have to dive into the water. I mean, he did take several pulls.
Use a lasso.
Yeah.
How do you throw a lasso underwater?
throw it around your arm.
No. If I am from shore. Sunk down.
That's not been established.
You are, I would say you are sinking. That's why I'm saying someone needs to make a reaction.
Or well, that's what I'm asking. Like, I'm 7.5 feet tall. Like, how far down is he?
I'm assuming he took a leap and jumped into the water and started swimming down.
I distinctly said I dove in.
So you're going to have to go.
Sure.
Okay. So you're going to go after him.
Thanks.
Make me an athletics roll.
16.
How bad is the...
Okay. A creature can hold its breath for a number of minutes equal to 1 plus its constitution modifier.
Right.
Which I don't know that he would get because he's unconscious.
That's fair. So let's
when a creature runs out of breath or is choking, it can survive for a number of rounds equal to its constitution modifier. At the start of its next turn, it drops to 0 hit points and is dying, and it can't regain hit points or be stabilized until it can breathe again.
So I'm at that point.
Yes.
So you have 4 minutes to save me.
No. Rounds.
Four rounds.
I'm going to go pee. I can't sit here for this. Just get me out of the water.
I don't. Well, you're going to need to roll here in a second. So yeah, you get a hold of him. You rolled a 16.
Yeah.
Do I really want to be a dick and look at how much it actually would take to pull Matt out of the water? Because he's a heavy dude.
Just pull him out of the water. Give the kid a break. He's had a rough day.
I'm bigger.
You are bigger. Yeah. What's your strength modifier?
My strength modifier? Plus 4.
Yeah. You pull him out of the water. You start pulling him to the edge. Matt needs to make a death saving throw because I'm assuming that's going to take you a round to get him up.
Are you able to save
him? Oh. He's a life cleric. Jeff's like, nope, respect my spells. Fire all the way. He just sets Matt's corpse on fire. Dry now. Fixed it. Matt, make me a death saving throw.
You're out of the water. It's fine.
Just roll a 1.
Success.
Okay, that's a check. He is now laying on the bank. He clearly...
Spare the die.
All right, which takes him to 1, right?
0.
No, 0.
Stabilized.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could just heal him.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I'll... Hang on. 9. 21.
Thanks.
Wow. A lot of hit points back.
Did you just burn a big one on me?
Second level.
Thanks.
The monk comes up spitting and sputtering and choking.
I pull out my sword.
The sweet happened.
You dove in a pool right before a lightning strike?
I'm an excellent... lightning, right. I was face down.
What happened to Arena?
I didn't see them. I just started swimming deeper.
Swimming, sinking.
Until I went unconscious randomly.
The Devil Strahd has her now.
The Devil Strahd.
No, she faded out before the lightning strike, right?
The Devil's voice said, I have her now, right?
No, she is mine.
Did I miss that?
Yes. Yeah, you're interpreting she is mine as in, like, I have caught her. You're so...
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding.
She is mine, like, as in, no, brother, you can't have my toy.
I mean, that might be the case, but that's not how I took it.
You notice, you hear footfalls behind you as suddenly dozens of people run up. And led by Dmitry Kreskov. Gods, what has happened here?
What was this pool?
This was a shrine to the... To the Morning Lord.
Did you not see the sign?
What?
It's written right there.
On the back of
his
car.
Do not touch water. It says, lightning will strike.
May cause hallucinations when ingested. He's like, this was, this pool was fed by an underground spring. It was blessed by Saint Markovia, the patron saint who the abbey is named after.
Saint Wachovia, the patron
Markovia.
Saint of the banks? Okay, sorry.
Markovia blessed this site, and since then its waters have been known to restore the sick and the dying.
Oh,
I don't doing that anymore.
Strahd cursed it.
What?
I didn't really, that didn't use the monk voice. Sorry, that was meta.
We fear Strahd may have cursed your pool.
What? How did that...
Did you see the lightning come down? My buddy almost died. And our female companion, poof, our gone.
Pets' heads are falling off.
You already did that once. Those were cats.
Having a rough day.
The gods, what have you foredone?
What did we do?
You see him bend down. He sort of holds the water in his hands. Sort of, you know, tastes it a little bit. And he looks up at the destroyed gazebo. Very well. What is done cannot be undone. And he turns and starts walking back towards town.
I love it when people go and play with before anybody even gets to look at it. I'm going to go blow up the wagon.
I just want to throw out there, yeah. When I jumped into the water, you shook your head at me like, that's what you would do.
So, yeah, I know it is.
You know you're my D&D oracle, so shut up.
Yeah, but what if there was a map in there? It's gone. It's the second map you f***ed up.
A map in where? The lake?
Yes.
No, she's got a sword. That's what the lady of the lake has. All right. So you gentlemen are standing by the pool of water.
Where's the damn abbey? God's damned abbey.
That way.
As you turn, as Pither points to the giant f***ing mountain to the right that scales 1,000 feet into the air.
Abbey.
Which you can see.
I need a nap first.
Are you walking back into the more populated part of Kretzk?
Do we have to?
You don't have to. He said that you were going to rest. I didn't know if you were, like, camping out by the pool or what you were doing.
Oh, can we back up 30 seconds in game time and ask Dimitri a question?
He's walking away. You could follow him. He's not...
Burgomaster, excuse me, Burgomaster.
Yes.
We're going to make our way up to the abbey. Is there any information you can give us about the abbot?
I wouldn't.
Wouldn't give me information, or you wouldn't go up there?
You say you don't know the abbot.
Correct. I know the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
You did say that in the monk voice. I'm going to use the Muffin Man against you.
Okay, that's fine.
It will be a bread golem.
Oh my god.
We can eat him. We can eat him.
That's great. I don't care if I die from a bread gold. The gingerbread thing from the Seek Attack.
So, I would wait. Wait for the bells before you go to the abbey.
Do they ring at a certain time, like high noon, midnight, something?
It is irregular, but it has not yet pealed this morning. The bells will ring soon.
And then we should go up. I appreciate the information, sir.
What are the bells?
Will we be welcome back here afterwards?
You have provided what I asked.
Ruined your pool, and I feel very bad about that. Technically,
it wasn't really your fault.
Technically, Strahd did that, but I'm sure if we hadn't gone near it, he wouldn't have made that colossal dick move.
It is tradition that any who have been extended the welcome of the Burgomaster have free reign in Kretzk, but the people will not be happy about this.
We'll find a way to fix it. We hope.
So what do the bells signify?
I'm not sure.
So why are we waiting for the bells? Okay.
That is what I would advise you to do.
Because I'm a mysterious NPC. So
you don't know what they mean, but
I'm
you advise...
by a dickhead.
Logic is skewed.
I got it. It points to me.
Well, he might have told you if he hadn't blown up his pool.
Yeah.
he says, you are welcome in my home for... How long would it have taken you guys to get here? Lunchish, maybe? You're sure. Welcome in my home for a meal. We will be celebrating the delivery of the Wizard of the Wines casks. If you would like to join me, I will be at home.
I'm humbled by your kindness, sir. And I do like a little like Shaolin bow at him.
These guys sound like twinsies.
He...
Can f*** off, horny. Honey.
Get your honies.
Get your honies. Get your honies.
One and only brothels honies on a street corner near you. Get the brothels honies.
Get honey now.
No. Sorry.
A lot of tag.
Cajonis. That's what I'm picturing. Cajonis. Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's a honey with cheese.
I say it's a honey with cheese.
Yeah. The Cajonis. Okay. I love everything about that.
So we, Dmitry Kreskov walks off back towards there. So he's invited you into his home. Though you do see it, it seems to be more of a formality than him actually welcoming you into his home, but.
I wipe my feet politely at the door.
Oh, so you guys are going?
Well, we gotta wait for the bells, apparently.
Okay.
I just, the last time I ran into
somewhere. If we go now, he's gonna whine because we don't let, because we didn't let him heal. And I'm not burning
another
spell.
Oh, I'm not the whiner about healing, mother.
It's me.
I'm just saying, like, the last time I ran head into a situation, I got struck by f***ing lightning.
I'm you actually, take my you time didn't, on you this didn't road. Run, you dove.
Yes.
No, I'm gonna, first.
I'm gonna take some time to think about this, listen for the bells, have a meal.
Roll some hit die.
You notice that there is a bit of a commotion as Kretzkov is several hundred feet ahead of you, but you do notice that several people are milling about their houses and talking. Who are these people? What is going on? What is? Did you hear that peal of thunder and lightning? What is going on?
I just put my hood up and try to keep my face in.
It's fair.
Sorry. My bad.
And he invites you into his home. He introduces you. I'm assuming you're going back to his house, yeah?
I guess we are.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
He's forcing you to. I am going, I said.
Just asking.
We can just go ahead and go in.
What?
We can just go ahead and go to the Abbey. He just won't get experience.
That's why you guys should have touched dicks earlier. You'd be a more cohesive team. Because me and my teething buddy are going to go have lunch.
Are you both? So
these guys have real farm animals. There's no more wolf steaks.
The DM kind of needs to know who's doing what. Are you going to the Abbey?
Yeah, we'll go to the Burgomaster's house.
Okay.
Don't say it like you're annoyed, f*** you, Jeff.
He introduces you to his wife, Anna. The Martikovs have already departed, but several people there are sharing. There are a lot of people in town who are opening up the wine and having a glass and making a bit of a picnic lunch about it.
So the Martikovs did leave.
Yes, the Martikovs did leave.
Deuces.
You, as you're sitting there, are you partaking in the lunch?
Yeah, we're sure. Here.
It's a bit meager, but it is diverse.
What? He made it clear that he didn't seem like he really wanted us there, so I didn't really want to go.
As this...
Well, we're here. I guess I'll eat this sandwich. Thanks. Is this roast beef?
This is like...
It's no honey. But
So, let's get working on a menu. F*** this game.
So, obviously, the double would be called the honey honey.
Yeah.
Honey honey.
So many
can you
guys.
Get what can you get Mahoney in there?
Yeah, we
is that
yeah.
That got corned beef on
is
it or something?
Mayonnaise?
No, it's got because what the honey was a coney, so it's just okay. Instead of a coney dog, a dog in it, it's I'm trying to work an angle here. It's a so roll. It's a bread roll.
Is it a sandwich or is it a hot
Gutenberg,
dog?
Steve Glutenberg, because he was Mahoney, right? And that's how we work the angle. Yes, yes, yes. Steve Glutenberg. Okay, sorry. I've had too much fun.
Can we go back to actually a game that's important?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. You got plenty of time to get this out and trademarked by the time.
We got 6 months to do this, guys. Come on.
LLCs he's to deal with.
No, I already got the one LLC. We can just put this under that one. That's fine.
As you sit there and you eat, like I said, it's a bit meager. Perception checks.
Okay, his homies. 19.
23.
8.
Nine. Nice. Apparently you guys are enjoying the eggs, or chicken sandwiches, or whatever they have. They don't have honies.
Is it oven eggs and chicken sandwiches? That's a bit.
Is it oven roasted, or
I can't think of the word.
Probably, yeah, on a spit.
The chickens that couldn't lay eggs.
The two of you who actually rolled double digits.
They had developmental disabilities.
You see,
this isn't a lunch,
you see this woman... You see this woman run up, and she runs right to the burgomaster's wife. Please, please, you must come. You must come. Please, please, please. It is important. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And what's going on? She's like, it's Demira. Demira is about to give birth.
What does a mirror give birth to? I don't understand.
Demira.
Like Demira would be mirrors? A person.
Oh, got it. Mira.
Nope, didn't work.
Swing and a miss.
Anna actually turns to you, says, "Would you be willing to take part in this?
Sure.
To offer the prayers of the Morning Lord."
Absolutely, sure.
I can also catch one-handed.
He puts on his baseball mitt on that one hand.
Need a hand?
He's actually
he's got the one from Hook that's like a detachable baseball glove.
There you go.
I just imagine you saying, "I'll give you a hand."
And just curious, you do have you obviously are a Healy type cleric. Has Davin ever been present for a birth before?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I was a campaigner. I'm sure there were camp followers.
Probably.
And now, whores.
That's what camp followers are.
Oh.
Hookers. Is it General Hooker?
General TJ Hooker.
I have lot lizards.
The baloney honey.
Can you call it the loney honey? That rhymes better. Like apostrophe both of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honey, honey. We'll wear t-shirts that say "Get honey with us." That's our catchphrase.
Like, we've got to do this now. Yeah. We've done it too much.
We've already developed this entire thing.
So you've been present to a birth before then, yeah?
Sure.
Are you actually participating in the... There is a midwife there. So you get the sense that they just sort of want you to say some words to the Morning Lord. You don't actually have to participate. I'm
knock
just curious
the midwife out of the way and no. No.
Jeff's like, bring her on! Come on, kid.
He accidentally casts Infernal Healing.
Medicine roll. Is everything okay?
Okay, roll medicine.
25.
But everything is going fine. Everything is as it should be. The midwife is very well trained. But you say you've taken part in births before. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, shit.
Is it going swimmingly?
That would be a 23.
Okay, so you pass.
He didn't know that babies come out the front side? Like what?
No,
this isn't how dwarves do it.
The... This is disgusting!
Dwarves is hatched from rocks, right?
As the...
Damn it, that's funny.
As the baby is delivered, it takes you about 2 seconds to realize, because you're making sure everything's going on, you're saying your prayers.
Sorry.
Something is very, very wrong. Like, and it takes you 2 seconds to realize it, and you realize that the baby doesn't make a sound. And you're like, this is bad. And you, like, start to reach for the midwife, as if, you know, maybe you could cast something or, you know, do something, because you assume that the baby is maybe stillborn or something, you know. And you realize that the baby is moving and seems to be perfectly healthy, but the baby is absolutely silent.
Okay.
And as this happens, you notice that the attitudes... roll me a perception check.
Check the Babinski reflex.
Insight?
Yes.
12.
Why'd you just look so scared?
I hit
the mic and he was watching it vibrate behind you, so he was waiting to talk until after the vibration stopped.
I thought there was somebody behind me. I'm sorry.
That's just Earl.
You notice that the whole room suddenly gets cold. Like, sort of the, oh, we've been through this exertion and all these ladies are sort of, yes, we've done this and you've succeeded, and the joy of the moment is just gone. And the midwife starts bundling up the child and hands it to the mother, and you see a single tear roll down her eye. And Anna turns to you and says, "We should go."
Okay.
And she indicates that we should leave. Please, we should go now. And she starts leaving.
Okay.
No words of congratulation. They don't say anything to the mother. She just walks out of the house, assuming you're going to follow her.
Yeah. Before we get too far away, I'm going to stop her and ask what the hell was that?
You are obviously not from You wear the holy symbol of the Morning Lord. Are you not from the valley?
No.
Ah, this explains it.
Recent convert.
The child has no soul.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.